One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. This episode is about children and me and tying my shoes. One of the cool qualities of living life with one hand. Tying my shoes was the first hardest thing I had to learn. I remember it so well. I don't know if you guys do, but I do. And even as an adult, sometimes when I go down to tie my shoes, I think that we all forget how difficult that was to learn as a child. Learning to tie my shoes with a prosthetic hook, hand, and arm was not easy. I just have long-standing, deeply rooted memories of how difficult that was and how long it actually took me to learn how to tie my shoes without two hands. But you know what? Right now, I love it. I love it. I like it. I do it. When I go down to tie my shoes, kids come running. And I learned a very valuable lesson over the course of this life about one of the benefits of not having two hands and tying my shoes. Kids think it's really, really cool. I speak to children often at a lot of grade schools and middle schools. One question I get almost every time I speak for children is, "How do you tie your shoes?" And then it turns into a show-and-tell session. I'll tell you what, for someone that doesn't have two hands, I sure tie a lot of shoes. And then kids are standing in line for me to tie their shoes. It's pretty cool. Inspirational, funny, humorous. I love talking to kids. And it's not just kids, either. Adults, though they don't often ask me to do it, are very curious about how I tie my shoes. And many times I've gone down to tie my shoes, and then later adults have been like, I'm really glad you did that because I didn't want to ask you how you tie your shoes, but then you tied your shoe, and I saw how you tied your shoes, and that's... wow. When I was a kid, I do recall children often watched me tie my shoes, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and I didn't think there was anything really beneficial there. It's just something that I simply did, and I realized it was something that people enjoyed watching or were curious, intrigued. The list of words is long. But as I got older, I started to realize that less adults would watch and more children would watch. And then sometimes children would simply ask me how I tied my shoes randomly in public. Now I gotta say, there isn't a day that goes by when I'm hanging out in public, wherever it is, at a festival, a coffee shop, or whatever, that children don't notice that I don't have two hands. And I love children because they're honest, they're curious, they're upfront, they're straightforward, and they're not afraid to ask the big question. But it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized how beneficial to children it could be for me to tie my shoes. This happened when I was in California. I was attending the California Aikido Association's week-long summer camp. At that time, I had been running a martial arts school. I'm a third-degree black belt in Aikido. I ran a martial arts school. I had to do a lot of training. And every year I went to train with the California Aikido Association. Towards the end of the week of training, we would have a variety show called the Aiki Follies. There I gave a 7-minute monologue on teaching Aikido with one hand, what it means to be a martial art instructor with one hand, earning black belt, and all these just really unique, cool, and different experiences a one-handed person has to do to earn first degree, second degree, third degree black belt, and run a martial arts school. If you are interested, there is a link below in the show notes area to this video from my One Hand Speaks YouTube page. One little story I told was how I put on my hakama. This is the long black samurai dress, skirt. It's actually a skort. They're really pants, but they're fairly elaborate, and it takes a little bit of work to put it on. And when I'm in the dressing room getting dressed, people watch me. Adults watch me. And then I started to realize that these adults watching me put on my hakama are very similar to children watching me tie my shoes. And I was talking about this, how I have this experience with people watching me. And so I shared a story with them that happened just a few days before. Late night, I went out to go get something to drink, some kind of soda or pop at the local 7-Eleven. I just walked over there. It was probably 7:30 in the evening. And I just remember standing at the corner. My shoes were untied because I was in a hurry. I just wanted to get there and get some kind of juice. And I noticed that there were some kids looking at me, which happens a lot because apparently I stick out because I don't have two hands. And then I realized my shoes were untied, so I went down to start to tie my shoes, and I noticed these kids stare at me a little stronger, and then all of a sudden, both of them came running. I mean, they ran all the way up to me, and they stopped right in front of me, and they said, "This, we gotta see." And it was so funny because they ran towards me with such excitement and curiosity and interest. They just wanted to watch me tie my shoes. The next day, the retreat is over. Everyone's packing things up, getting ready to leave. A group of us go over to Pete's Coffee in California to get a final round of coffee before we all start driving off and flying off and doing all those things. And we're all standing in line. I'm with six or seven of my martial art colleagues. They all have martial arts schools. I have a martial arts school. And I notice all of them are looking at something, and they look slightly amazed, but they're all looking at something. And then I go to look at what they're looking at, and they're looking at a small child and his mother looking at me. And now I'm looking at my colleagues looking at this child who's looking at me. And this kid's just staring at me with his eyes open. He's holding his mom's hand. He's probably 4, 5, 6 years old, somewhere around there, whatever the age is, that kids start to learn to tie their shoes. And he's just looking at me, and my shoes are untied. He's looking down at my shoes. He's looking up at me. He's looking at the hand I don't have. He looks down at my shoes, looks at me, looks at down at the hand that my own have. And then he's stuck in this cycle. And then I look over at my colleagues, and I said, "This is it. This is what I was talking about. This is the moment." And I look over at the kid, and I lift up my finger like, "Okay, hold on. Now watch." And I go down, and I sit on the ground, and I tie my shoe. And his jaw hit the floor. And then I looked up at him, and I said, "Do you want to see that again?" And his head's bobbing up and down, so I tie my other shoe. Now, mind you, all my martial art colleagues are frozen. Just yesterday, I was giving this speech about how this kind of interaction happens to me all of the time. So I stand up, and I look at my colleagues, and I say, "This is the benefit of not having two hands. This is why life with one hand for me is a blessing, because it can inspire other people. When other people see how well I do and how happy I am and I like myself, it's easier for people to do the same." And in that moment, I turned a little bit because I noticed someone approaching me, and it was the mother and the child. And the child still had this beautiful face of amazement. And the mother just looked at me and she said, "You know what? I don't think we are ever going to have a problem with that again. And she said, thank you. I looked at her and her little boy and I said, you are very welcome. And for a moment, we all just stood there smiling at one another. And as that moment dissolved into the next moment, which turned into the next moment and the next moment, it came time to say our goodbyes as we boarded our transportation. I got my ride to the airport, and then I was on the plane. Flying back home, I realized how beneficial it was to tie my shoes with one hand, how fun it could be, how much interaction can be created, how much fear and self-doubt can be destroyed. The more I think about it, the more I am happy to live my life with one hand. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.